You got to get serious and get into this battle. And what we're watching happening in the governments and the earth and everything is the type and shadow of what's going to happen in the kingdom. Don't mess with us. Don't mess with our kids no more. We're not playing this game. There's so much destruction that's going on with these people. We really need to stand up. See, the Lord has given us the authority to break the yokes. And it's time that the church gets out of the four walls and gets in the streets and starts talking Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Blessings. We want to welcome all our listeners out there to Voice of Healing Radio Television. You know, we're back here at the Reawakening meetings in Florida, and Miami's such a beautiful place. But what's interesting right now is just the people that we're meeting and interviewing, talking to about just different matters in our country. And what I noticed from the very first Reawakening I went to in Texas, San Antonio, Texas, over a year now and a half, is that the atmosphere has changed. There's a desire for change. There's a people that are finding their footage. There's a people that are getting into the battle. And when we started back then, the interesting thing was, is we were nobody. Now, MSNBC, CBS, Fox, they're all nobodies, because nobody trusts them anymore. And now people are starting to listen to these podcasters, people that have really grown to become a national voice, that literally their ratings are higher than the big marketed outlets. And that says something about what's happening in our country. And I'm here with Dr. Eric Naputi. And brother, it's good to be here with you. I consider you a friend. I heard you read a really profound book by this prophetic guy, and that book just changed your whole life.
Yes.
And plug. And
yes.
It was something that you, it just opened your eyes.
Well, Pastor Michael, I also consider you a friend, and yes, your book completely opened my eyes. Let's just say it revealed, it answered so many questions that I was looking for. And let's just say it actually removed a veil away from my eyes, if you will. And it's just been such a blessing. You know, you're right. When all this started, whatever it is, whatever you want to say. I mean, I know we go back to 2020 was the year when we got 2020 vision, clarity, and certainty of what's happening and craziness in the world. But we go even back farther than that, right? You know, sure. Ecclesiastes talks about there's nothing new under the sun. Everything recycles. And we're seeing all of that happen. This is biblical times we're living in now. So it's just a pleasure to be with you. It's a pleasure to see. You're right, the evolution. I mean, I remember hearing your name early on going, who's this apostle guy? Who's this guy? And I read your book and I was like, wow, this is somebody who gets it. This is a guy who's really plugged into the Lord and really is just there as a voice. I mean, look, I think you as an individual, great. We're talking about football before this, but you're plugged in on a level. God is using you as a messenger. And it's just so awesome to be with you and to be a friend of yours. So I'm happy to be here, brother.
It's good to have you. You know, you first got into all this, and we're sort of pulled into it through the medical profession and what God was showing you. And I really believe God was talking to you at that time, giving you divine inspiration on to help people with everything that was going on with the COVID. Can you explain what was going on at that time and really what led you into those decision-making directions that you were taking? And you were basically swimming upstream.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody else is just going with the flow.
Well, Apostle, I'll tell you this. And
I got to say this.
Please,
I've been to your offices. I've been to your organization. I was just impressed with the professionalism and the way you do things, the way you handle things. I'm an engineer, so you know, for me everything has to be in a certain order.
Yeah.
And the way you've approached your profession and the way you've done things really is above and beyond actually other doctors that I know. Doctors to me are usually all stressed out a little bit,
right?
In alignment
to
what they're supposed to be doing, you know, making the decisions they make. But I really was impressed with your organization, the way you set it up. And the way you approach healing and wholeness with people, and I was very impressed. What took, again, I mean, you guys that stood up early, you put everything on the line.
Everything.
Because the battle was against you.
Yeah.
When now we know that you guys were right, and now all this is, this house of cards that was built is crumbling, and people are seeing the real purpose of what happened.
Well, I'll tell you my story. First of all, I appreciate that more than you know. My story goes back, and you know, I've been in practice now 22 years, right? And my story goes back almost 35, 40 years ago. You know, I was the son of a pig farmer, still am, from Central Illinois. You know, common sense ruled the day, right? If you couldn't fix it with duct tape, you probably couldn't fix it on the farm. So I learned how to be, you know, crafty, right? And when I was, my parents raised me to ask questions. They raised me in church. Of course, when people ask me, what's your religious background? I say confusion, because baptized Catholic, raised Lutheran, grew up in a non-denominational. To me, it's all about relationship with God. It's all about relationship with Jesus. But, you know, I always knew that healing, I kept hearing healing is the children's prayer. Well, what does that mean? And I'm seeing this system destroy people. And I started looking at the statistics, you know, and I'm a numbers guy. You're an engineer. You like numbers. And if you look at the numbers, I'm looking at the profession that I'm in, healthcare, and I'm thinking there's no health or care in it. Where is that? You know, if this is really the number one killer of all men and women on the planet, which I'm talking about iatrogenic death, death from medicine, what are we doing wrong and how can we do it right? And then I started thinking, well, wait a minute. Nature's right. God's right. Why don't we start following the rules that God laid out for us? I mean, there's so many amazing health principles in the Bible, how to eat, what to do, how to sleep, how to raise farm, you know, ground, etc. So my background before 2020 was pretty diverse. I was already swimming upstream a little bit, you know, because I was all about the cause of a problem, not just treating symptoms. That's what mainstream medicine does. So when 2020 hit, Apostle, I'll tell you what, it was crazy to me because 2019, we started seeing this really weird, at the end of 2019, this really weird respiratory virus, this cough, this wouldn't go away with people. And, and nobody was talking about it. Normally, it only takes us a couple weeks to figure out how to get ahead of the flu and take care of it. And it's not a big deal. Well, we started seeing it, and then we started treating patients with high-dose vitamin D and zinc and vitamin C and quercetin and prayer and fasting, things that work, right?
Yeah.
Simple, common sense things that work that have a lot of science behind them. And I stood up and said, wait a minute, you're telling me there's nothing to be done for a coronavirus? There's six of them that we already know about. They already told us this is 80% identical to the one that we dealt with back in 2003. So here's what the data shows. Well, I stood up and showed this and the world was hungry. I mean, before the censorship came and shut down, like all of us, we were hitting sometimes 15, 20 million people a week just on our social media. The world was hungry for the truth, right? And some sense of certainty and some sense of peace. Well, we started talking about this and the government said, hey, wait a minute, this is not right. And they came after us and they sued me for $508 billion with a B.
You're a rich man.
Well, you know what? They must think I am. I asked them, would you guys take a check? They said, no, we're going to have to figure that out. But what's crazy about it is, you're right. Everything we talked about from a common sense standpoint has now been proven to the rest of the world to be correct. Truth is truth.
Yeah.
Right, I don't need somebody to tell me 20 years later that, you know what, smoking is bad for you. We knew that at the beginning, right? Same thing with COVID. So long story short, to me, I had really great solace and peace when I was really praying about this really hard because, you know, when you're doing your profession, you're helping people, I'm seeing people's lives changed and saved and they're not getting sick and we have a simple, inexpensive solution for this that
it
makes
is,
sense.
It's working.
It's working. So we're like, of course this is good and the world wants to hear about it. But then when the devil, the government, whenever you take God out of money and God out of school and God out of government and God out of everything, look what happens, right? Look what happens. Devil comes in to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he tried to do that. And I was praying really hard about this. What am I doing? Am I doing the right thing? Should we stand? And the voice just, God just kept telling me, you got to stay in the game. You got to stay in the game. Look, I built you different, Eric.
Amen.
You know, we talked before this. We're both football players.
Yeah.
Linebackers back, and they have to have a special mentality.
Yeah.
I used to tackle running backs. Now I go after sickness and disease, but I didn't realize that sickness and disease really was demons. I'm going after demons. Bring it on, baby. Because whenever you know who you are and whose you are, no weapon formed against us can prosper.
Yeah.
So we've been standing since the beginning of this. And now here we are 3 years later. Like you said, the truth is out on a level that can't be out of the bag anymore.
Well, now you got governments, you got top scientists, you got everybody in the group. You have now government officials shutting down anything that's coming out of the WHO. Yeah. They're saying, we don't want to hear what you got to say because what you've done.
You're right.
You have people calling for
Fauci's
prosecution. These are top guys. These are government officials saying this. This just isn't anymore you and I.
No. This is the whole everything.
Yeah.
Now, not to mention that, but Pastor, we also have governments reaching out to us saying, well, if you knew that, what else do you know?
Wow.
What do you know about heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke?
Yeah.
Why is 1 in 36 kids diagnosed with autism? What's going on with all this stuff in our food and our water and our air? We want to know what you know because you guys were right about this. That is an absolute blessing.
That is. Well, see, sometimes you got to go through the hardship.
Yes.
In order to get that truth out. And,
well,
and you were willing to stay the course, you know, with your reputation and everything, you know.
Yeah.
In order to get that truth out.
Apostle, it's tough going through that. As a human, our flesh, it's weak, man. You know, when people are telling you that you're a horrible person, you're killing everybody in the world. And I thought, what are you talking about? I said, ho, once I finally realized, you know, this doesn't, in the Bible, doesn't just say we fight against, you know, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against rulers and principalities in dark high places. That's not just a thing. That's not just a fancy t-shirt phrase. That's real.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you understand that, and when God says, don't worry about it, I made you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You got this, man. And then now it's been tough in the flesh, but in the spirit, it's been amazing. And like you said, blessed is he who goes through some crap so he can teach the rest of the world how to do it. And that's where we're at right now.
You know, it's crazy to me. I was just telling one of my guy that I know that one of my friends that our vocabulary has changed in a little over a year to things we've never talked about. Transgenderism, woke, all this stuff. And it's crazy because there's so many people, especially Christians, that won't say nothing. And there's whole nations, whole continents that are rejecting this and saying, we don't want this. Africa has completely rejected all funding and everything coming from the United States because they're saying, we don't want your woke agendas. We don't want our people. Europe, a lot of Europe is standing up and saying the same thing. We don't want this. And yet we're watching Anheuser-Busch crumbling financially because of a stupid move. And now they're going back to the guy in the middle of the fields in Nebraska with the American flag. And people
too late,
know,
brother.
Yeah,
too late.
You stepped on the hornet's nest.
That's in my backyard. Anheuser-Busch is in St. Louis, Missouri.
I know
the Bush family. They sold years ago. They are so blown away. They said, our family would never have done this. America made us great. God blessed us in America. We would never do this. Look what happened.
You have that agenda.
Yeah.
Now Disney has been empty for 2 months. Because of stuff coming out about what their agenda was with our kids, right?
Yeah.
The woke movement or the transgender movement. People are saying, we don't want this either. People are, I believe there's an awakening happening. It's more than what we realize. But it's time for people to get vocal. And it's time for things to be said. I mean, because think about it, Eric. From the time that COVID hit us, all the lies, now all this political stuff happening, to me, it's not separate stuff.
It's all together the same.
It's all tied, and it's all been an agenda to me.
Look, 2020 was the year of 2020 vision, clarity, purpose, certainty. We finally were able to be able to see behind the curtain of what was really going on.
Yeah.
And it led to people asking questions. Look, if they're wrong about this, what else are they wrong about? And so many people are now finally asking questions to themselves. You know, they trusted the government to do whatever without even questioning what they were doing. They trusted the school systems. They just let their children go in there, had no idea they were being indoctrinated. They trusted the healthcare system. They didn't know that it was the leading cause of death in America is the healthcare industry. They didn't know these. Now people are aware of it. Now people are expressing something that the devil is scared of, and that's their free will.
Yeah.
See, for years, people have been giving their free will away. Now people realize they can take that back and they have more power and authority than they ever have. And you're right, COVID, and that's why I've always been so hot about the COVID story, because it was the first domino that had to fall in order for election stuff to be squirrely, in order for the economy to be squirrely.
Yeah.
And it was just this domino effect. It's this big chess move that was played out. But the devil always overplays his hand, and he did it. He did it right here. They weren't counting on us stepping up and doing what we did. You know, God has just really ignited a flame on this planet right now, and I'm excited to be close to it. It's a hot flame too, man.
Sure.
And it's going, and you even said to me before, we're shifting, but there's another big shift that's even coming. Well, we're excited.
I believe one, revival's going to hit. Number two, amen. I really also I see the real church and the false church. And I said it on the way over here. I said, now you can almost tell who the real Christians are and the false, if they're Democrats or Republicans. It's crazy. How can people stand for stuff that is so wicked?
So wicked.
And overlook that because of, you know, I'm going to get some food stamps or whatever else. You know, and I'm standing up and saying I could care less at this point because we either going to stand for what God has given this country, we're going to lose it all.
Yep.
And I'm not going to lose it for being quiet, you know.
I do. Let me lean into that for a minute, because that's one of the things that I realized and bothered me the most, right? A lot of people that we were spiritually yoked with, I was ready to go to battle. I mean, the book you're reading to me is telling me Ephesians, telling me all these stuff I'm supposed to stand for, but I don't see you doing it. And I live in Missouri. It's the show me state. Then if I'm showing and you're not, then who's preaching, who's leading?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't want to sound, I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that, but you're right. The real church is being revealed and the fake church is being revealed as well. And if you're standing and you're vocal and you're willing to fight, my gosh, what'd David do when that giant goes, give me that slingshot. Let me run at that thing. Let me go. Yeah. You come at me with the sword. I come at you in the name of the Lord. How dare you? How dare you? Boom.
He was a linebacker.
He smacked him right in the dome with one of those rocks and gave him a headache he never woke up from. You know what I mean? So I'm excited to see what I feel is a new awakening, a reawakening of the church. Spirit-filled, power-filled, people realizing who they are and what God gave them the ability to do. I'm excited to see that catch fire.
You know, I was doing an analogy on this three. There's many sacrifices in the Old Testament, right? But the Lord said those sacrifices never meant anything. Even Paul said they never had the ability to take away sin. So really, the Old Testament is irrelevant. So why did the Lord have to do all those sacrifices, right? Well, the animal sacrifices were the doves, sheep, main ones, dove, sheep, and oxes, right?
Right.
Doves for the poor, sheep for the middle class, and oxes for the rich, right?
Right.
So a dove, they're timid. They, you know, as soon as you start walking towards it, they fly away. But all those sacrifices, my sheep hear my voice, symbolic of people.
Right.
And I'm saying, and I was telling our church, I said, are you a dove? Are you a sheep? They're timid too. You walk towards sheep, they run away. But an ox, if you go to a rodeo,
ain't moving.
And they try to run that, they try to ride that thing, he's looking for whoever he's going to kill and throw out of the ring.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so right. That's good.
Paul said he was an ox. Mm-hmm. See, the apostolic movement are ox people.
Yeah.
That are like, we're not going to sit back and be timid. You're not going to scare us away. We're coming after you because that is the mentality that God put in us.
Yeah.
Right?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Kill me?
Yeah.
So I can go see Jesus a little quicker?
Yeah.
I'm covered in the blood already. Good luck with that. You know, I mean, I get fired up about this because I know that that's what this is about. I know it's about standing, and I cannot wait. I just can't wait to see this true revival. People waking up and seeing what they're all about, what the Spirit's about. I mean, you know how powerful the Spirit is. I mean, it's amazing. I'm seeing it in my children. I'm seeing it in kids across the country now. We come to these events. I see it in the doctors who stood up, the scientists. They have one thing in common, faith. Faith.
Well, you know, too, I remember, like, you guys were, the doctors were taking a hammering.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're the most sought-after people in the country.
Right. Yep.
They have moved from nobodies to, you know, the first shall be last and the last shall
That's
be
right.
first.
Yep.
Because they're like, hey, we can trust these guys because they're not about pharma.
Right. Yeah.
They're about, you know, seeing people healed.
Amen.
Right. By the way, what is your opinion on Big Pharma right now?
Same as it was before. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And Big Pharma's been doing that for as long as I've known about it. Look, I'm all about giving people the freedom to choose. I'm all about people having free will. I'm all about informing and consenting. Let me give you your risk and benefits. And what if there was something that you could do naturally, changing your lifestyle, doing the right things, abiding by the laws that God put your body to abide through? Would you rather learn about that? Everybody says yes. What I dislike massively about pharma is that they come after individuals like myself that have a voice to teach others about these things. So I have a problem with them big time. They have a problem with me, obviously. And by the way, let me tell you this. Through God using me as a little donkey, oh God, that's a whole different story. With our lawsuit, the discovery that we've got through the Federal Trade Commission, we found out who was pulling the government's purse strings. Big Pharma.
Yeah.
Pfizer and Moderna, Poland. We got the receipts on all of it.
Wow.
People died because they censored and suppressed information.
Yeah.
Apostle, listen to this. Study came out November 12th, 2022. 600,000 person study, big study. Showed that if doctors and scientists and researchers would have talked about just the benefits of vitamin D alone that God gave us through the sunshine, that we could have prevented 4 million cases of COVID and saved the lives of 116,000 people.
Wow.
They suppressed and censored that. And people died because of it. Big Pharma did that.
Well, it seems to me, talking to Lee Dundas, attorney Lee Dundas, they are suppressing a lot of numbers with the military and everything else.
Yeah.
There's information again coming out about, pilots just turning their planes off in midair. And they're trying to hide stuff, but bottom line is, this all goes back to what has happened through the vaccination process and everything else.
So totally agree.
I think we're still going to come to terms with a lot of that in the near future. It's still something that's going to, I think, get worse. I was reading an article. I think it was six deaths went up 600% in the insurance agencies for life insurance, which if you think about it, how many people really have life insurance? That number is not a big number. So all of a sudden you start applying that number to the masses of people that don't have life insurance. We're looking at death rates that are up astronomically.
I was speaking to a group of physicians just yesterday out of the UK. The UK itself is experiencing 2,500 additional excess deaths per week right now. And their scientists and doctors are saying, we don't know why. We have no idea.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
2,500 a week.
Oh, I'm thinking about those scientists.
Well, I get it. But I mean, think about that. How many people can be held on a jumbo airplane? 500 people?
Sure.
How many jumbo airplanes are going down every day before they would shut down the FAA?
Sure.
But look, that's happening in the UK right now, happened in the United States, happening globally, and they say, we don't know why. It's the devil, man.
Yeah.
No, keep it simple.
I know why. What's changed?
Yeah.
What's changed? What's the big difference between them and now? I mean, I have friends of mine that they're, they got vaccinated and they were dead in 24 hours. You know, now the whole heart thing.
Myocarditis, pericarditis, all those things.
It's astronomical.
What about this? So I've been practicing 22 years. I know all the diagnoses are out there. As a doctor, we're supposed to know these things. They just came out with a new diagnosis in 2022 called sudden adult death syndrome. What is that? We never had that before.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, adults die and that's normal? No, it's not. Ever. It's disgusting.
Exactly. I mean, you've never had this term, and all of a sudden, you've got to put that term in order to...
try to justify what's happening.
Justify what's happening, yeah. Amen. I mean, oh, brother, we could sit here and talk about this over and over, but, I mean, where do you see things going from here? Where do you see... Obviously, the media has lost all integrity amongst people. People are looking for alternative source. Those sources are coming online now. Same way with the medical industry.
Totally.
I won't even go to a hospital if I get sick. And I know I know probably 80% of the people I know are saying the same thing because they're seeing what's happening.
So where's it going to me? People are waking up on a level that I can't even tell you. How big of a level they're waking up. I think it's so great because I see so many doctors that are at these events and world famous cardiologists and epidemiologists and doctors who are normally on mainstream media and television that we've been telling for years, there's a problem, there's an issue. They finally, because I'm just going to say it the way it is, because a lot of us stood up, chopped down the trees, and led the path to the truth. Now these other doctors are following suit going, hey, look, they're right, they're right. There's a shift that's happening. An alternative banking system and financial system's coming out. An alternative commerce system is coming out. An alternative true healthcare system is coming out, where people are going to have the ability and engagement to learn what health is. Look, it's not difficult to get healthy. The problem is, without knowledge, our people will perish. To what I'm seeing, to me, we're playing out the entire Bible right now. Yeah. I mean, all that's playing out in 3 years. Yeah. You know, it's so I see a huge shift. And people are going to have an opportunity to choose. Are you going to continue down the path of symptoms, sickness, disease, disgusting and busting and ignorance and fat, sick, nearly dead? Or are you going to choose life and choose life abundantly? And there's only one way to do that. And that's through the Lord.
Amen.
Period.
Yeah.
So you have a choice. Just, and now everybody's going to have to make that decision.
No,
that's what I see it.
It's here. I mean, it's we're really in a time where, you know, you're going to go down one road or the other.
Yeah.
It's there's a massive shift, and I'm watching it across, you know, the seven mountains
of
knowledge, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, Lord, you're really separating wheat and tares right now.
Yeah.
Religious people against people that are, you know, they're your Davids.
Yep.
They're the little guy, you know, at the caves of Adullam, and they're looking for the people that nobody wants, you know, and all of a sudden these people are rising to the top. People we never thought. When did you ever think that the news would be considered communist? And now it's just common terminology, right? Things that are being said. And really the people that are out there that listen to it, you know, it's just people are fed up with that too.
Well, look at what you're doing. I mean, the numbers that you're doing on the podcast and TV and radio, those numbers are greater than CNN, MSNBC, all that, because people are looking for the truth now, right? Who would have ever thought we would have seen that flip happen? They're on their way out. I'm excited to see the next 1,000 years of greatness that comes, but I don't know. I'm so optimistic about all of it. I just, like a human, I just want to know what's going to happen tomorrow. Right? But all we can do is keep our faith and stay strong and keep loving on each other and keep doing what God puts us here to do, you know?
So are you allowed to talk about Trump a little bit?
Sure, Let's talk a little bit about it. Yeah.
So
what about it?
So you're going into that arena of helping.
We are, yeah.
And I'll just give you my side of what I think.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody, because there was a lot of prophecies on Trump
in
two terms. And when he didn't get elected that second term, to me it was like, it wasn't, oh boy, somebody missed the prophecy. It was like, no, something else is going on here, right?
Yep.
And I think in the last 4 years, everybody has gotten an education. Like everybody and their brothers. Like, is this what you really want?
Yep.
Right? You want 4 more years of this, right?
Yep.
Where that, and I think Trump got an education.
He did.
How bad things really, really are. So if he is reelected, which I feel he will be, I believe it'll be a landslide.
I agree.
If he's reelected, I'll put the if in there for other people that are non-believers.
Yeah.
But for them, I think now he will go in with a whole other attitude of the prophet that comes to tear down and build up.
Yes, sir.
To remove what is not of God and to put in what is just and right.
You know, I'll tell you this, is I've seen, because remember, I was asked in 2020 to be on the 2020 Make America Healthy Again campaign. And we thought we were just going to roll in there and nothing's going to change and we're going. But remember the prophecy we're talking, a lot of prophecy about Trump. Some of us said that he's going to have 2 terms, right? And he's going to come in a faith-filled, just spirit-filled praying man. He always has had God since I've known him. He's always believed in God and prayed and confessed and professed.
Yeah.
But he's been humbled. A guy like him who's never been humbled has been humbled on a global stage. And I'll tell you, personally, as someone who's been humbled, in fact, I have a tattoo right here on my wrist that I tattooed. It says humble, so I don't ever forget that. God post-it noted that on me. He's coming back and he knows, like you said, if he wins by a landslide only by God. And he better do what God tells him to do. This is going to be a different type of administration on a level you can't believe. The folks that he's already got lined up to help, let's just say that the vast majority of them are here. And that's pretty wild if you think about it. Spirit-filled, God-led, just not afraid of the devil. I mean, could you imagine having a government in America, the land that God blessed for us to be prosperous, that is led by real Christian, God-filled, Spirit-led individuals? Oh, man. Yeah,
it's really, all this is forcing it back.
Yes.
To its original roots.
It's almost like God had a plan.
I mean.
You know?
I don't, honestly, like I said it before, earlier, and it's like, I can't believe anybody can call themselves a Christian and be part of an organization that is putting up with the perversion of our kids.
Yeah.
What people would go to jail just 2 years ago for what they're doing today. And I'm looking and I'm thinking, people are done with it.
Yeah.
People, parents are done with it, you know, and we got to get back to a simpler time. I appreciate your steadfast.
Thank you.
I get to hear a lot of stuff about you behind the scenes, and it's all good, but you have this, you're sort of like me, you got that flint head.
Yep, that's exactly right. There's only one direction, it's forward. Downhill, baby. That's all linebackers know to do. We go downhill.
It. That's it. So, it's like, you know.
Appreciate that.
Search and destroy, right?
Yep.
And I appreciate you, brother. I'm glad we're together.
Same.
I'm glad we're working together. We like minds.
Yeah.
Like projects. Yeah. Like Amen. To get things done, right, for the kingdom.
Amen. But
I have a feeling we're going to be together a whole lot more in the near future.
I would agree with that as well.
So if you had anything to say for the believers out there, because I hear it all the time. Man, I was on a flight not too long ago, and a business guy sitting next to me was voicing his opinion. And by the time I got off that plane, I realized everybody that was near us was like, oh my God, you know, like it was like it's. He was telling me how he was in the military. He was a lieutenant. He was a officer, and he's just like, show me the purse and let's lock and load, right? And I'm looking around the plane, and everybody can hear this conversation, and the heads are all nodding yes, and that really scared me, because obviously we don't want to see that, but this is what it's come to.
Well, I think everybody needs to remember that vengeance is the Lord's, not ours. God hits a lot harder than you and I put together, brother.
Sure.
And so all we need to do is what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
Live in joy, pray, do our divine providence. And I want everybody to know this. And I'm going to tell you, as a former baby Christian before I got humbled, God's real.
Sure.
The spirit's real. Evil is real. This is a fight against evil principalities and etc. We got this. And it's all on God's timing. Stay in the fight. Stay strong. Love each other. Follow the word. Build yourself up with other people who can build you up in strong and noble thought. You know, what you're doing in your ministry is a game changer. We need more of that. That is what the world needs. Not this name it, claim it, grab it, blab it. Not this just, you know, we need real people talking the real world, living it, and giving that just spirit to everybody else across the globe. So it's good, man. I just want everybody just to know that everything's on God's time, and it's not always easy for us as humans to understand that, but it comes when it's the right time.
So there is hope.
Of course there is.
Amen. There's good hope.
Great hope. Amen. Lots of it.
Well, folks, that's Dr. Eric Napoutti, and brother, again, it's a pleasure to be with you. We're going to do more of this.
Let's do it. I enjoy this.
Maybe we can start a podcast.
I'm down. We'll do a regular
deal.
We'll
talk about, you know, medical stuff and people's needs.
I'm in.
It'll be great.
All right. Love you, brother. Appreciate
you, brother. Hey, for all those of you that are out there would like to get information, or you might have questions. Again, I've been with Eric at his facilities. You know, they use both medical and different methods of help based upon the sickness of the individual, and they're not necessarily going first towards the pharmaceutical direction. If people want to get a hold of you, or, you know, they're saying, hey, you know, I haven't been feeling well, since I've been vaccinated, what do I need to do? How do, can I get reach out
to you? It's real simple. Just go to our website. Go to ericnipute.com. That's ericnipute.com. And they have all the information they want is there. And we have doctors across the globe now that we work with. We've got referral opportunities for people. But I want people to understand, remember this. Yes, you have a physical body. But until you realize you are a spiritual being manifesting in that spiritual, in that physical body, if you don't take care of your spirit and your soul, I don't care how many vitamins you take, it ain't gonna work. You need vitamin W, that's the word, and you need to stand on it and believe. We're happy to help. Just go to ericnipute.com.
Amen. So now, one last question.
Okay, go ahead.
Federal government, they're trying to withdraw all their lawsuits for false advertisement, for you telling the truth that everybody agrees with now, right?
That's exactly right.
Amen.
We got them.
Yep.
We got them all. It's just a matter of what God wants us to do with them, you know. Amen. So it's all good, my friend. It really is.
Again, if you would like information to get a hold of Dr. Eric or any information about Voice of Healing or what we're doing, please get a hold of us. Reach out to voh.church. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email. Say hi. You know, we love the program. Shortly, we're going to also be getting into some new merchandise. So if you want to get a hat or a T-shirt or, you know, anything to advertise the ministry, that'd be a great thing also. We love you. And God bless you. Voice of Healing Radio, this is Michael Petro.